Hey everyone, welcome back to a new episode of the Train Hard Recover Smart podcast. I'm your host, Thomas Flanagan. Today we're going to dive into the heart of the holiday season. It is upon us. Thanksgiving is next week. So let's get right into it. With Thanksgiving next week, we're in the tinsel meets the treadmill. So big question is, like I get from a lot of clients, is how can I stay consistent amidst the festive chaos? You get all the holiday, what do we got? We got all the office parties, every family coming over, all that stuff, right? And why might hiring a trainer be the secret sauce to kickstarting those New Year goals? But first, let's address the elephant in the room: holiday fitness consistency. We all know it's a challenge. The parties, the feasts, the family gatherings, they can throw a wrench into our well-laid fitness plans. So, tip number one. Again, we're wrapping up the week. The week started with a blog on how to stay consistent during the holiday season. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I kind of just kept feeding off of that on my social media. So, and now today I'm just wrapping everything up with the podcast. So, tip number one is plan like a pro. One thing that helps me is planning my workouts like I plan my holiday shopping. It's all about scheduling. Block out time for workouts, treat them like non-negotiable appointments, whether it's a morning run or an evening gym session, make it part of your daily agenda. Okay. Again, when you're planning these, it's just like a doctor's appointment. When you make that doctor's appointment, you can't miss it. These appointments are that's exactly how you have to do it. Put it on your calendar, block out the time. Make the appointment with the gym. That's where you're going. Okay. So tip number two is make it a family affair. The holidays are all about family, right? So why not make fitness a family affair? Go for a brisk walk together, hit the ice rink, or challenge each other to do a friendly game. It's if it not only keeps you active, it also strengthens family bonds. With Thanksgiving coming up, when we grew up, we always played a little game of football or something like that in the yard. As a as a family, that's kind of what we did when we grew up. So, getting everybody together to do some type of activity. Tip number three, mindful indulgence. Let's talk about the feast dilemma with Thanksgiving next week. We're surrounded by delicious treats and it's tempting to throw caution to the wind. My suggestion: indulge, but do it mindfully. Balance those extra calories with nutrient-dense meals. And remember, it's a holiday feast, not a fitness famine. Okay. Now let's talk about the elephant in the room, the idea of hiring a trainer during the holiday season. All right, before I jump into that, yeah, again, it's a holiday feast. Enjoy yourself. But enjoy yourself, but don't overdo it. Okay. Again, I kind of plan out my cheat meals or my reward meals or whatever you want to call them. I plan my meals out at the end of the month for next month. So next, not this weekend, next weekend, I'll break out December's calendar and I'm going to put X's on the days that I know that I'm not going to be able to stick to my regular routine of my meal planning. So I know those days I'm gonna be a little off. Okay. So that just makes me more mindful the other days that I'm on, that I gotta be really on because I'm gonna be off on these other days. So that's kind of what I do. So I know next Thursday, yeah, I'm gonna be off. My food's gonna be off. Right now, I'll tell you, it's gonna be off. But it's not gonna be off by much. Yeah, I'm gonna be over my calorie count by a little bit. I'm not gonna go way over, all right? But I know I'm gonna go over, okay? I'm not gonna go, I might go, I'm gonna enjoy the turkey. I'm gonna enjoy all that stuff. What I'm not gonna go overboard on are the desserts and the treats and the things like that. I'm gonna have my turkey. I'm gonna have my stuffing. I'm gonna have my potatoes. I'm gonna have all my veggies. I'm gonna have a lot of that, and I'm not gonna overdo it on the treats, okay? So, be mindful of what you indulge on, okay? All right, so now let's jump into why hiring a trainer during a holiday season might be the game changer that you need. Okay. Well, again, the first thing is having that extra accountability and the guidance can be a true gift to yourself. Okay, so tip number four, the gift of a trainer. Considering an investment in well-being, a trainer tailors your workouts to fit the holiday schedule, helping you navigate the unpredictable season. Okay. Now, I have one client, I sent her a message the other day asking her how everything's going. Now, again, I work with most of my clients online because, again, it's more cost effective. I don't have to work my schedule to your schedule to my schedule, things like that. So working online, it's a little more cost effective. And then you can do things on your own. We were talking about her schedule for next week. And she's like, oh, I can't do my workout that I normally do on Wednesday. Can you move it to Tuesday for me? Not a problem. So I just slide it over to Tuesday for it. So it's as easy as that. Okay. Again, I can help you navigate through that. Now, again, when I was building her program, I didn't put a workout for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday next week. The only things I put in there was I didn't put anything in for Thursday, but Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I put in some walking. That's all I did because I know that she's gonna have family over. I know that she's going to be doing a lot of stuff, Christmas shopping. I know that she's going to be out and about. So all I did was put walking on her program for next weekend. Okay. So tip number five, accountability and adaptability. Having someone to be accountable to can be a game changer. When the gingerbread ladles call your name, your trainer's voice in your head will remind you of your goals. Okay. Again, I check in with my clients twice a week. I do a quick check-in on Wednesdays, and then I do a little lengthier one on Sundays. Just to kind of, that Wednesday one is just to kind of keep them on track, keep them motivated going. And the one on Sunday is kind of wrap up the week before, and I give them a, look at the week coming up. Okay. But again, it keeps them going, keeps them on track. All right. Now, hiring a trainer at this time of year. Okay, it's gonna set the tone going into January. January is the new year, new me. Okay. And let's not forget, again, new year. Hiring a trainer during the holiday is like giving yourself a head start. You're not waiting till January 1st to roll around. You're already building momentum, setting the tone for a strong start. So whether you're navigating the holiday hustle solo or within guidance of a trainer, the key is to keep moving. Stay mindful and enjoy the festivities guilt-free. Okay. So here's the other thing. A lot of trainers. Okay. This is our slow time of the year. So, and a lot of gyms, this is our slow time of the year. In the fitness world, we're really busy from January to May. All right, I'll go mid-June. January to mid-June, we're busy. From mid-June to Labor Day, we're slow. Okay. From Labor Day to right about mid-November, maybe beginning November, it's kind of busy, but not really. Right about now is slow for us. From now till the end of the year, it's dead. Okay. So one thing that I do, and that's what I'm going to do right now. Normally, I do not pitch anything. I do not try to sell you on anything. I don't do any of that. But with the holiday season and Black Friday next week, what I'm going to tell you is if you go to TNRFitSupplements.com, okay, we have a 30-day training program. All right. If you are on the YouTube, if you're on YouTube, hold on. I'm going to open it up. I'm going to share my screen. How come I am not getting. Oh, here we go. Hold on. Bear with me. Go here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to show you what we have going on. Once I can get my store open. Great. Now, screen share this one. Sure. All right. So now you can see my screen. Okay. You're going to see here, get 90% off a 30-day custom training with the purchase of an ultimate bundle. Use the code 30 day at checkout. So I'm going to click on supplements. 30-day program is $250. Okay. If you get the ultimate bundle, which is on page 3, ultimate bundle, it's $174.99. So I'm going to put this in my cart just to show you what it is. Yeah, we'll just leave that stuff right there. Add that to my cart, right? Close that out. We're going to go back. Going to go here. Add that to my cart, right? You're going to go to checkout. You're going to see the price right there, right? Okay. Yep, you get to see my address, email. Yeah, cool. You're going to go here, 30 day, hit apply. You're going to now get that 30-day program for $25. Okay. You're going to get that whole supplement pack for $174.99. So it brings it to $199.99. Estimated taxes is 14, depending on where you live. So $213.99. So you're going to get the ultimate pack and everything like that for $213.99. Well, for you're going to get it for $199.99, and then it'll be basically whatever the taxes are. Okay. So again, if you go to tnrfitsupplements.com, you can get a 30-day program, right? So you sign up for that program today. You know, you're going to get an email. I'm going to get you signed up into the software that we use, and we'll do a call real quick. I'll get an idea of where you want to be, and we'll get you kicked off right around the beginning of December. Okay. And that'll take you right until the end of the year. 30 days. Basically, you're going to get the program that's normally $250. You're going to get it for $25. Then you're going to get the all the supplements you need. You're going to get a protein, you're going to get your creatine, you're going to get a pre-workout, a multivitamin, a fat burner. You're going to get everything you need. Okay. So with that said, that's kind of what the special offer is. But that there will get you rolling into next year. Okay. That'll get your momentum going. Now that program is going to include your nutrition plan. It's going to include your workouts. It's going to include lifestyle stuff. It's going to give you everything that you need to succeed. Okay. And I'll put a link in the description for the podcast. I'll put a link in the description so you can go on and check it out. All right. Well, that's a wrap for today's episode. Remember, consistency is a journey, not a destination. Embrace the season, celebrate the wins, keep crushing those fitness goals. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe to us on YouTube, leave me a review, share it, comment if there's a topic you want me to cover. All right. And if you want to donate to us, then all the money that we raise goes to an organization that helps veterans in need. All right. So until next time, staying strong, train hard, recover smart, and as always, be better than you were yesterday. All right. And have a great day. Have a happy Thanksgiving. And till the next episode.